Radio Influence. The future is now.
You are in the trenches with former Buccaneers offensive lineman Ian Beckles on Radio Influence.
Hey, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to In the Trenches. A little tired today. It's been a long night parading around the streets of Tampa Bay trying to get an Uber after I made it to that Buccaneer game yesterday. It was an eventful game. The score didn't really indicate the way the Buccaneers definitely played in the first half, but you got to give the guys some credit for fighting, okay? They fought, and they didn't give up, and they shut them out in the second half, but obviously what happened in the first half, that can't happen anymore. They just gave up too many damn points. But, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of different things that happened during the game and a lot of different situations. Some players just aren't good. Some players are out there playing at Pro Bowl levels. But the one thing I got to touch base on right now is the way that our NFL is trying to ruin our beautiful game of football by not allowing anybody to hit at all in the game. And I don't care whether you're a linebacker, defensive lineman, they don't want you to hit. Take the helmets off of everybody. Because when I'm watching the travesty that was Clay Matthews and basically two plays that cost his team a victory, and nobody can explain to Clay Matthews or anybody else what they want him to do. If a quarterback's running away from you and you're chasing him down from the back and you're catching him, how are you going to hit him without landing on him? It's impossible. If you hit a quarterback, the Clay Matthews hit, he lowered his head, turned his head to the side, hit with his shoulder, wrapped the quarterback. That's what they wanted him to do. And when you're running through somebody, you can't not land on them. Yesterday, there was four unnecessary roughness penalties in that Buccaneer game in the first half. It's too many. It's too many penalties and yards. It's ridiculous. And when I'm looking at these referees that are calling these plays, I'm looking in their eyes, and what I'm seeing is I'm seeing guys that don't want to throw that flag. They know it's a bullshit flag. They know it is. But they have to do it because the league mandated that. But there was a couple yesterday that were disgusting. It's all over the league now. And it's ruining the game of football. It really is. And I was getting mad yesterday. I don't want to be in a football game in a suite, sipping on, you know, a little some, and be mad over, you know, watching my team play. Didn't make any damn sense to me. It really doesn't. They have to change that rule. To me, that's like, you can compare it to stand your ground. Nobody could really explain it. When can you shoot somebody? Oh, if you're scared? It's kind of vague, ain't it? Oh, how do you want me to hit them? Oh, you don't want me to hit them? I don't get it. But I see the frustration in Clay Matthews' face. I see the frustration in a lot of players' faces. And, you know, even Alex Smith, who's a quarterback, came out and said, this is bogus. This is ridiculous. You're messing with the game. And the game doesn't need any changes, that's for sure. So, I mean, I had to get that off my chest because that drove me. I had all these notes of what I'm going to talk about. And then I went to that game yesterday and I had to watch that crap. So let's get back to the football game with the Buccaneers. We have some good football players. And we have some football players who just like to read the press clippings. Once again, I write notes before. I wrote notes before the show, before I watched that game yesterday. And I said in my notes, go after Earl Thomas because Chris Conte is not a good football player. Okay? Not even that one play. Now, everybody knows that one play was awful. I mean, it might have been one of the worst I've seen. He got straight-armed into his mouth. He put his hand in his mouth three times, and then he tried to trip him. That's going to be – you don't want to see that on ESPN. That's going to be played forever, okay? That was bad. Earl Thomas, who sits out, comes back one game, gets two interceptions. Then he tells the Seahawks, you guys can kiss my ass. I'm not practicing. I got a hangnail. He literally said, he goes, if I get a headache, I'm not practicing. No way. They don't take care of me. Good for you, Earl. They don't take care of him. He's out there busting his ass, and everybody else around the league's getting paid, and you got to sit and watch other people get paid. So go get Earl Thomas. Chris Conte's not good, okay? He's not good. He hasn't been good. I don't know how Jason Light hasn't figured out a way to get somebody to take over Chris Conte's job. I thought it was going to be Keith Tandy. They released him. I just don't know what that situation was. But Chris Conte is three steps late to every party. He's three steps late. He's old now to be making rookie mistakes and be getting housed. Like he got housed. Yesterday, I was in the suite with Rondé Barber, and it's funny, me and Rondé never really talked a whole lot. We talked more yesterday than we ever did before, and when he got that in the mouth, I looked at him, he goes, whoa. And I was like, yeah, I mean, you don't want that, and you don't want that on film, okay? You definitely don't want that on film. So, you know, I went to the game yesterday because it was Tony Dungy Day. I wanted to go represent my guy. They invited me on the field. I just want to go through that. I don't want to be sitting in a tunnel for an hour and wearing black pants. And I don't want to do that. I want to wear shorts and be relaxed and be nice and cool up in the DeBartolo suite. Much love to the DeBartolos. So I went there to represent, saw Tony Dungy get inducted into the Ring of Honor. Definitely deserves it. You know, I always put him on my Mount Rushmore of people in general. You know, when people talk about Tony Dungy, it's just real stuff, man. I've never heard a negative thing about Tony Dungy, not one time, by anybody. Never. And Tony's probably, I'm not a religious person, and I don't find myself drawn to religious people. I'm drawn to him because he does it the way you're supposed to do it. If you do it the right way, religion's great. Most people don't do it the right way, though. But Tony Dungy does it the right way, doesn't curse. I've never heard him say he drank. I would be maybe get a glass of wine or whatever, but there's no bad stories of Tony Dungy. There's none. I've never heard him. And when you talk about somebody, you know, being consistent as a man, he's the most consistent person I've ever been around. I was only around him for 1 year, and whatever he told you was law. If he told you he was going to be there, if he told you this was going to happen, it's going to happen, period. I mean, that's just what he's about. And really, that's all you ask for. You know, as an athlete, it's for, you know, your head coach to be honest with you. And he was always honest with me, so I got much love. I don't know if I'm going to a Monday Night Football game again because you can't get an Uber. And I walked, I don't know how many freaking miles to get an Uber, and I ended up paying $100 for an Uber. I don't even know if this dude was an Uber driver. I just paid him $100 to bring me home. So I'm probably not going to be going. Well, they don't play Monday night for a while anyways, but that's just a bad look for me. I don't like to be walking in the streets, you know, in the middle of the night, if you know what I'm saying. I wouldn't recommend anything that hasn't been good for me to my listeners, and that's been MyBookie. You win, and they pay. It's just simply that easy. MyBookie is slammed with new bettors and wants to give everyone the best service possible. If you're willing to deposit after 7 p.m. Eastern time, they'll give you an additional $25 free play on deposits over $100. So what you want to do is go to MyBookie, use promo code TRENCHES to activate the offer, or visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie, MyBookie. And don't forget that promo code TRENCHES. And you can create an account that claims up to $1,000 in free play. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. Visit MyBookie online today and use a promo code TRENCHES and take advantage of it, please. Let's get to the football game. If Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't making it, you know, confusing, he convoluted a little bit more last night. He made enough mistakes to question it. Then he came back and played well enough for you to go, So Jameis is coming back. Jameis will be in the building today. He's in full swing. From what I heard, Dirk Cutter said way back at the beginning that we're probably going to start Ryan Fitzpatrick in Chicago because it's a short week and it'd be hard for Jameis to get himself completely prepared in 1 week. He's going to be rusty, that's for sure. So we'll see where it goes from here, man. Like, you want to say that you can see the future? I know DeSean Jackson. I know Mike Evans. I know O.J. Howard would like I'm almost positive they would like for Ryan Fitzpatrick to be in there. you know, for them, it's not about, you know, pageantry and fanfare and where you got drafted. They just want to get the ball. They want the ball thrown to them on time and at the right place. You know, it's not that hard. And Jameis doesn't always get that done. Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't always get it done, but he got it done more often than not in his first three starts. Now, as efficient as the first start was, throwing the ball for 400 yards, last night wasn't that efficient. You know, when you throw the ball 50 times and you get 411 yards, that's what you're supposed to get. And there's three picks out of that. And there was a couple left on the field. He could have thrown five picks yesterday, for sure. Godwin, you can't fumble the ball. Those are little things, man, that they go a long way at the end of the game. They really, really do. But looking at this team up and down, pretty darn soft up front on offensive line. It's just soft. Like, none of it to me is aggressive, and I don't know if that's our thing. I really don't. I'm seeing miscommunication out there. The second Fitzy interception, there was definitely miscommunication between him and Mike Evans. You don't want to see that, obviously. You're giving the ball away, and you're giving away big plays. And the defense didn't have to do anything. They just stood there and you threw them the ball. The third interception, I think Fitzy overthrew Jacquizz Rodgers, who's not the tallest dude in the world, but another play you got to make. There was probably a good half dozen throws last night I saw Fitzy not make that I think he would normally make. But once again, Jameis is back, and it's not going to be boring, if anything. You know, I've said in the past that I don't foresee Jameis Winston sitting on the bench. And I don't know what the coaches are going to do. Like, they're going to have to sit them down together and say, hey, guys, this is our plan. You can't be willy-nilly and just kind of let this unfold. They got to have a plan, okay? Because Jameis is going to want to know the plan. Jameis' agent's going to want to know the plan and the whole nine yards. So we're going to find out here real soon. Once again, it's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick this week. It's 3 weeks in a row throwing for 400 yards. 3 weeks in a row? The game of football has definitely changed. Like, you can't touch nobody no more, period. You just can't put a hand on anybody. Flags everywhere. There's a lot of 400-yard passers every week. When I played, I swear to you, 400 was 300, okay? There was as many 300-yard passers when I played as there's 400-yard passers now. You can look that up because we can hit people. John Lynch can decapitate somebody if they come across the middle. Now you're a receiver. You can run across the middle. Ain't nobody going to hit you. There's no way to hit you legally anymore. There really isn't. And that's part of the pussification of the NFL. And it looks bad. It looks bad. The feel is bad. It slows down the game. You know, in that Clay Matthews play, that's Clay Matthews busting his ass to get to the quarterback. And you're going to knock the quarterback down and not hurt him and give him a 15-yard penalty and change the game. So you know what's the difference between second and 25 or, you know, a 15-yard penalty first and 10? That's a big difference. That is a game changer. So they got to figure that out for sure. They have to figure out a way to get some kind of a change or some kind of transparency in what they're trying to accomplish, because I don't think anybody out there knows it. Everybody likes to watch things live. I just came back from the Buccaneers game just last night at Raymond James Stadium, and it's just a different feel when you watch it live as opposed to watching it on television. If you're somebody who likes to go to NFL games, NCAA games, concerts, anything to do with, you know, venues, you got to check out my people at Vivid Seats. Whenever I need to get something done, I just go right onto their app. What you want to do is you want to go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. It makes it real, real easy. You'll enter the promo code INFLUENCE to receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. Once again, it's up to us to get the best prices. Vivid Seats offers great prices and an easy purchasing experience. They just make it real, real easy. It's really easy to maneuver. So once again, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app, enter promo code INFLUENCE, and you'll receive 10% off your first purchase. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by 100% guarantee. You want to check them out. Vivid Seats. Now, Earl Thomas, I talked about him earlier. Bucks, just go get him. I don't even give a crap what Seattle wants. We need a play. We need some playmakers, okay? Jason Pierre-Paul had a couple of sacks yesterday. I saw him. He had a couple of pretty good rushes. I think Gerald McCoy had a half a sack. I'm not seeing enough up front. I'm not seeing enough. I just saw Curry with a couple of pretty good rushes, but few and far between. I mean, you know, Ben was pretty much back there, pretty comfortable for the majority of the day. They got to figure out a way to rush the passer. You won't go through 16 games and not rush the passer on a consistent basis and think that you're going to win on a consistent basis. It's not going to happen. You know, and I'm not seeing the physicality I would like to be seeing from either one of our offense or defensive line. And I told you at the beginning of the season, that's the key, man. I mean, the name of this podcast is In the Trenches, and that's where you win games. The Bucs have more talent on the outskirts than they even need. Like, I think Humphrey's a pretty darn good number three receiver, and he don't even touch the ball that much anymore. I mean, Godwin had 5 touches yesterday and a touchdown, and a pretty darn big fumble too, by the way. O.J. Howard's turning into a man, still making a few rookie mistakes here and there. DeSean Jackson, I think, left a couple out there, but there's weapons, man. Mike Evans is a beast. Mike Evans is a beast. I made that prediction at the beginning of the year. He's going to be a Pro Bowler. I don't think that's much of a reach. He didn't have a great year last year, but this year he's a man. That's it. I mean, you got to figure out, you know, 137 yards yesterday. He's a man. Okay. I love the attitude. I love his attitude, his drive, and we need a lot more. We need more athletes like that. We really do. You need more difference makers. That's why I'm talking about an Earl Thomas. That's why I told John Gruden he's stupid as hell to trade one of the very few difference makers in the whole NFL on defense, and that's Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald, there's a very short list of difference makers. Luke Kuechly, Earl Thomas, there's not a lot of difference makers. Khalil Mack's a difference maker. Why? Because he changes games. I want one of our players to change a game. Gerald McCoy's been here for 6-7 years. I don't know, a long time. I've never seen him change a game. I watched Khalil Mack twice, and he changed both games I was watching. He was a problem. We need problems, man. I think JPP can maybe turn into that guy. I'm not waiting for Gerald to do it anymore. If anybody knows his play, it's me. I mean, because, you know, I've been uber high, critical of him. Off the microphone, I've gotten what I say. I feel vindicated sometimes when I hear people agree with me. They won't say it on the microphone, but I've heard a couple people, and when I'm talking about credible cats, talk about Gerald McCoy and his attitude, and they believe exactly what I believe. They wouldn't say it on microphone because it wouldn't look good for them. I don't give a rat's ass, okay? They had him mic'd up yesterday, and he hit Ben Roethlisberger, and it was one of the plays where he got a flag 15 yards, and he literally, he's mic'd up now. He hit Ben Roethlisberger, and he goes, "My bad, Ben," and he picked him up. "My bad, Ben. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. Come on, man." Now, you think Warren Sapp saying, "My bad, Ben"? You think that's what got him a yellow jacket? I even heard Derek Brooks mic'd up one time. I didn't know he talked that much crap. Derek talked a gang of crap. Like, dang, Brooks talks like that? And he didn't say anything like that in practice. I didn't know that was his thing, but we need some bad SOBs on defense, man. Go get me Earl Thomas, please. Go get me Earl Thomas. Get me Le'Veon Bell, too, while you're at it, since he's just hanging out there doing nothing. I know, it's got to be hard for him watching. It's got to be hard for him watching. Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to pay Le'Veon Bell. I'm telling you, they're not. That's a strong-minded area and organization that's been around a long time, and they've done things a certain way, and he's not going to change. Definitely not going to change. Now, the Buccaneers have to go to Khalil Mack and deal with that dude. Now, I text back and forth with DeMar Dotson. And tell me, better eat his breakfast, man, because Khalil Mack's bringing it every single play. Doesn't matter from where, but he's bringing it. And I've told people that an NFL season is a funny thing. The ebbs and flows, like, you know, right away people are like, "Oh, I think we could win 11 games. I'm like, dudes, you can go 2-14, okay? That's how funny the NFL is. You can lose all your damn games. It happens real quick. And once you start losing, then you just figure out ways to lose. And yesterday, you know, I thought we were evenly matched. Okay, at the end of the game, I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers are that much better than us. And I think we matched up against all three of the teams we played so far. We end up being 2-1, so we can't complain about that, everybody. We're 2-1 with the hardest beginning schedule in the history of the NFL. Nobody would have thought that. I definitely didn't. I would have took 1-2. So we're 2-1. No complaints. Heading to Chicago, and they're flying high. They got a young quarterback. You got to get on the ground. But he can be rattled, that's for sure. But he's a pretty good quarterback. He's pretty good. I think he's pretty savvy. But that Bears defense is starting to get a little bit nasty now. And that's because of a difference maker in Khalil Mack. And good luck with those draft picks, John Gruden. Good luck with those. Let's see if you get a player that's one quarter the ability of Khalil Mack. And Jason Light, if you're worried about your draft picks so that you don't want to go get an Earl Thomas, just look at your draft picks. They ain't good. Not in the last couple years, they ain't good. We still, you know, who's that running back we got? Ronald McDonald, what is that? I don't know, but he's not there. Vita V, not there at all. Nothing. Aguayo, no, nobody's going to stop bringing that up. I'm sorry. But that's never going to go away. Aguayo pick, you could not be wrong on that pick, and he was wrong. You're not allowed to be wrong on that pick on the second round, and you were wrong. So this is a big game, everybody. That was a big game last night. It's a shame that they slept through the first half, because you figure out a way to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night to go 3-0. Then all of a sudden, you're not a story here locally. You're just a story, period. Nobody talking about you in Canada and all over the place. So the Bucs need to get not just relax themselves, because none of it gets easy. It doesn't get easier. And there's every team on that schedule can beat you, including the Cleveland Browns, okay? Including the Cleveland Browns. They can beat anybody. So don't rest on your laurels, and I hope that Dirk Cutter's putting his foot in these guys' asses to get these guys going this week, because there's going to be a lot of distractions with Jameis coming back and how Jameis is treated, and the television is going to be all over it, and they're going to have the camera on Jameis all the time, whether he's in or not, and it's going to be a distraction. I'm not worried about how Ryan Fitzpatrick deals with it. I just think Jameis will probably have a little... We'll see how Jameis deals with it. Everybody deals with things a different way. Let's just hope he's grown up with all this kind of stuff, because that had to be hard for him to watch that yesterday, that's for sure. Anyways, I appreciate you guys listening in. Normally, we do Victory Mondays, and we'll be back again next Monday for In the Trenches, and hopefully we'll be celebrating a big Buccaneer victory. So appreciate you guys listening in, and let's hope we're talking about the 3-1 Buccaneers next week. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy your football. Peace out.
You have been In the Trenches with Ian Beckles on Radio Influence.
Do you like bets and ball games? Yeah, you do, and so do I. Do you like to win when you bet on ball games? We do, and that's why we're here to help guide you to winning wagers. I'm Brian Edwards, the host of the Games Galore podcast. Each week, we break down all the action in football, basketball, and the UFC. Are you a soccer fan? Maybe tennis? No, we aren't either. We stick to the good stuff. Pigskin, hoops, college and pro, and UFC action. We bring in elite guests with experience in sports gambling from all across the country. Tune in and let us help you make some greenbacks. The Games Galore Pod is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.